This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. A couple of things to keep in mind throughout today's program. Of course, phone lines are always open for your question. Also, great website for Class Financial, classfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn all about Class Financial on their website. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Great weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the podcast as well. Again, that's up at classfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Class Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number at Class Financial, 442-5637. And joining us this morning, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How are you?
Doing really well, CJ. Great to hear from you. Malia, how are you?
We're doing good. Just enjoying these beautiful days. Each and every day we look out our window and we wish we were out there. Yeah. So we got to get everybody retired.
Yes, exactly. Great perspective there. Yes, these are those days you should be thinking, what's my plan? What do I have in place? Mm-hmm. And of course, as we talk with CJ and Malia this morning, you've got those questions. They'd love to talk with you again. No charge for that initial conversation at Kloss Financial. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Coming up later on the program, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question Week, something we do each and every week right here on the program. Another fantastic prize brought by Kloss Financial this week, a $25 gift card to Red Robin. Tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that $25 gift card. Just a little pro tip, both the question and answer typically come up during the program. And before we get going on this week's conversation about RMDs, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer there as well.
Correct. So last week, our question was, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, how many Americans over the age of 65 are currently employed? And usually multiple choice around here, is it 1 out of 5 or 4 out of 5? And the correct answer last week was 1 out of 5. So congratulations to our winner last week who called in with the correct answer. Listen today and maybe you'll be our next winner.
Really good stuff there. And as Malia mentions, pay close attention to the program. Not only is it valuable information, but a chance to win a great prize. So we're going to be talking about RMDs. And before we even begin with them and what we need to know, let's talk a little bit about when we need to even begin taking an RMD.
Yeah, required minimum distributions. We have all these acronyms we throw around in this industry, and I have to just say to everybody, I'm sorry for that. If you know the acronyms, it certainly makes talking about the industry a little bit easier because you can move through topics faster. But for those who don't know the industry, it's just a mess. So RMD, required minimum distribution, you'll sometimes see it referred to as even MRD, which is minimum required distribution. They mean the same thing. So your RMD is the minimum amount you must withdraw from your tax-deferred accounts each year beginning after you reach the age of 72. Now, some people's ears are perking up. They go, 72? CJ, you're wrong. It's 70 and a half. Well, that was true before the passage of the SECURE Act, which came about in December of 2019. If you were not 70 and a half by the end of 2019, let me repeat that. If you were not 70 and a half by the end of 2019, then your minimum distribution age for any of your own tax-deferred accounts is now 72. That's true for all Americans moving forward. So again, for the majority of us, a large portion of our retirement accounts are sitting in these tax-deferred accounts, such as IRAs, 401ks, 403bs. You should know, by the way, that there are other types of tax-deferred accounts, namely deferred annuities. However, if it's not an IRA, 401k, 403b deferred annuity, then these minimum distribution rules do not apply to you as the grantor. They may apply to you as the beneficiary, but not as a grantor. And let's remember that you received an upfront tax deduction when you put money into your 401k or IRA. So again, you did not pay federal or state income tax when you put money into that IRA. Then as it's been growing over all these years, you have not been receiving a 1099 for the growth, meaning you're getting deferral of growth. So deduction up front, deferral of growth, which compounds, this is where you hear about compound interest. But then Uncle Sam says, hey, wait a minute. We're not getting any tax revenue. So the reason RMD's laws were established is that it forces us to take a minimum distribution from these accounts and begin paying tax on them while we're living. The IRS wants to begin receiving the associated dollars on these accounts. Again, previously that age was 70 and a half. Now it is 72. And by the way, that age of 72, again, applies for anybody who was not 70 and a half by the end of 2019. And finally, in 2020, there was something kind of interesting passed known as the CARES Act that actually allows us to bypass our RMD completely. We'll talk about that a little bit more here in just a little bit.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with our retirement plan professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Lines are open if you've got a question for CJ and Malia. Love to get you on the air with your fantastic question right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Whether you've got a question about RMDs, maybe you've got a question about Social Security, maybe you've just got a general question about retirement planning, these are our go-to people. Great resource, great opportunity right now to give us a call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Of course, you can find Kloss Financial and learn more about them online. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge. That initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ and Malia. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Or if you have questions, love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking about three little letters that are oh so important this morning, RMD and what they stood for. A great, great conversation earlier on the show with CJ, a little bit about RMDs and what you need to know there. Don't forget, as I mentioned, if you miss any of the podcasts, you can always sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter at klossfinancial.com. And let's talk about why it is so important as we have this conversation this morning, why those three letters are so important and what happens then if you were to miss an RMD. Is it really that big of a deal?
Well, Sean, you can give us the answer to that, but I'll answer it for you.
Yes.
It is a big deal.
Put him on the spot.
Yeah, so I know Sean has been doing this show for I don't know how many years now, so he could do this without us. But yes, missing your RMD is a big deal, but we're talking about required minimum distributions or minimum required distributions. We mentioned the SECURE Act as it relates to RMDs, which pushed back the minimum distribution age to age 72 for anybody who had not turned 70 and a half by the end of 2019. But now we move on to a new act called the CARES Act, which is the Coronavirus Aid and Something Act. Gosh, I should really have that up in front of me. But it was a COVID-related act that part of that, as it relates to minimum distributions, was to allow for the bypassing of minimum distributions in the year 2020. Now, that's only for the year 2020. So if you inherited a pre-tax retirement account and you've been taking out minimum distributions, you could bypass that in 2020. Or if you're over 70 and a half or over 72 and you're being forced to take minimum distributions from your own pre-tax account, you could bypass those in 2020. But it's only a one-year bypass at this point. Now, commonly, people have asked us, whoa, wait, I already pulled out my minimum distribution in January or February, and the CARES Act wasn't passed until March. So, you know, I'm out of luck. And that's not true. You're actually not out of luck. They have passed additional legislation that allows you to put that money back in as though it never occurred, even though you might be beyond the 60-day window. You'll need to talk to your accountant about that. So long story short, 2020 is a unique year. You could, due to the CARES Act, bypass your minimum distribution in the year 2020. Now, many of you listening are going, CJ, there's so much more to the CARES Act than that minimum distribution. And that is true, but this is not a CARES Act show. This is a Minimum Distribution Act show. And so we're just talking about that today.
And we've done a CARES Act show, by the way, just real quick.
We have.
So people can check that out at clausfinancial.com. Sorry to interrupt, CJ.
Yes. No, it's all good. There's all these rabbit trails we could go down. And occasionally people call me up and say, why didn't you talk more about that? I go, well, go back a year or two and you'll hear us do a show on that. But a couple other quick things just to know. If you miss your minimum distribution, there's a 50% penalty tax on the difference of what you should have pulled out. So if you had a minimum distribution of 10 grand, but you only pulled out five accidentally, you would owe half of the five that you missed, which is $2,500 penalty. So don't do that. Just make sure you pull out that minimum distribution. And then the rules for when IRA beneficiaries need to take their minimum distributions depends in part on the account owner's age at the date of their death. So again, work with your accountant or your financial advisor. And finally, if you inherit a Roth IRA and transfer the assets to an inherited Roth IRA, unlike the original owner who did not have minimum distributions, you as the inheritor must now take minimum distributions. And as long as the assets have been in the Roth IRA for 5 years or more, those minimum distributions don't have any tax, but they are still minimum distributions. That's a whole nother show in and of itself. Why would the government force me to take tax-free money out of a tax-free account? There's actually a reason for that, but we don't have time to go into it today.
Really good stuff and great conversation. As we mentioned, of course, one of the great things about doing this show over the years, a lot of great information on those podcasts. You can always go back and check those out. Got a little extra time. Maybe you are working from home right now. You can, of course, always listen to the podcast. You can listen to them, all of them. It's really actually very, very cool. Just get to klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And if you have a question, love to get you on the air live right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll talk with Malia about how much you're allowed to take out of your RMD each year and how that number is calculated. We'll get those details and take your calls next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaas and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Klaas Financial, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking this morning about RMDs. And I guess the big question I think a lot of people often have is, how much do you... are you allowed to take out of your RMD each year, and how is that number calculated?
Yes. So just to backtrack just for a moment, and again, this is not a show about acronyms, even though we started off the show talking about RMDs, but CJ mentioned the CARES Act. Mm-hmm. And so that stands for Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. So I don't know why we can't remember all these acronyms after a while. It drives yeah. us a little crazy. And actually, that passing of legislation was 300 pages long. So again, this is why we're not going through all the details. And I also want to point out, you know, when we talk about penalties, especially for 2020, because of this act, there's not going to be a penalty if you miss part of your RMD. That's the whole point to this for this year. But we want you to understand, generally, if you haven't taken that minimum, there is a penalty, except for 2020. So, so how much must you take out for your required minimum distribution? So it's the minimum amount you must withdraw. And you have to remember that you can always take out more. So that's never the issue. You just have to take out the minimum and pay taxes on it. Some people say, well, I don't have anything to spend the money on, so what do I do? Well, most people, if they don't have something they need to spend money on, they're just going to transfer it literally to an after-tax account, investment account, and watch it grow again. And someday when it grows and grows and grows, then they'll pay capital gains tax on it. So that's kind of like the cycle, right? But the government does want their tax money at some point. So your withdrawals that you are forced to take out actually will count towards your taxable income. So except for any part that previously was taxed with basis or money that you can be received tax-free, such as qualified distributions from certain Roth accounts and so forth. So the RMD is calculated, and they look at it at the end of the year, the account balance at the December 31st of all your pre-tax accounts, and they take that amount and they divide it by a distribution that's found on the IRS's uniform lifetime table. Now, if you are the sole beneficiary and your spouse is 10 years or more years younger, then there's a different table to go by. So you can go to investor.gov. That's a website hosted by the SEC, and you can calculate what your RMDs might look like. Go to irs.gov, type in RMD worksheet, and you can easily do a hand calculation. So people just like to know basically how much are you talking about? You know, I have $100,000 in IRA or 401k. What does that really mean? And, you know, if you take that number and you do a quick multiplication of 3.7% approximately, that will give you an idea how much those RMDs may look like. So, you know, I just want people to understand you're not going to be penalized for taking out too much money. That's not what we're looking at. We just want to make sure you're taking out the minimum and understand that that's taxable. And for a lot of people, they're already using their money before they hit age 72 in this case. They're already, it's part of their normal income. So it's really just not even a blip to them. They just keep on doing what they're doing. So just be aware of when you have to start taking them, which will be April 1st following the year you turned age 72, and then subsequent RMDs completed by December 31st of each year.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So let's quickly talk then about those people that have to take those RMDs. Can they do like a donation to charity? Are there some options there? What do people need to know about?
Yeah, well, one other thing on Malia's section mm-hmm. there is that now minimum distributions actually have to come out over 10 years if you inherit a Roth IRA or a pre-tax account. It didn't used to be that way. It used to be a secondary table that was used for beneficiaries, but now it has to come out within 10 years. So big update as it relates to the CARES Act is once you inherit a Roth IRA or 401k or pre-tax IRA, you have to have all the money out now within 10 years. So there's no longer a minimum for those inherited. You don't have to take out a minimum distribution like you used to have to, but it has to all be out within 10 years. But yes, for people who have those minimum distributions, who have been blessed and fortunate enough to actually not need those minimum distributions to live off of, Malia hit the nail on the head. They either end up taking that money out, paying taxes, and just putting it into an after-tax investment account, or one thing that we love is that as part of some of the tax legislation that was passed in 2017, now these qualified charitable distributions, known as QCDs, there you go, another acronym, folks. QCDs are allowable for anybody who is over 70 and a half. So stick with me for a moment. I just told you that if you didn't turn 70 and a half by the end of 2019, your new minimum distribution age is now 72, right? Everybody heard me say that. However, that does not apply to qualified charitable distributions. If you're over 70 and a half, even though you might not have a minimum distribution yet, you can use the QCD rules. So what are the QCD rules? Qualified charitable distributions say that you can distribute up to $100,000 per year from your IRA, send it directly to, that word is important by the way, directly to a qualified 501c3 charity, and it does not get taxed to you. Now some people go, big whoop, I give money to charity anyways. Here's all I'm going to say. I can't go into the detail because we don't have enough time here at the end, but you don't want to do that. You don't want to send the distribution to yourself and then give it to the charity. Because if you do that, you have to exceed the standard deduction before it benefits you on your taxes. Whereas differently, if you use the QCD rules and send it from your IRA directly to your charity, it actually never shows up as income. So it acts like an immediate deduction, although it's not a deduction. It just acts like it. So long story short, all the CPAs out there are saying, yes, yes, yes. I hope at least.
Yes.
Because too many clients that they work with don't do this. They come to them and they say, hey, good news, I gave $10,000 to a charity. And the accountant goes, well, that's interesting and all, and I'm glad that you're charitable and everything, but it didn't benefit you at all because your standard deduction is $25,000. So once you are over 70 and a half, if you are giving money to charity, you should be using the QCD rules out of your pre-tax retirement accounts. But again, it's only available for IRA withdrawals for individuals who are over 70 and a half.
And I know we've done QCD show or two in the past as well. As it seems like, as we're talking about all these intricacies and all these different inner workings with the gears and how everything works together, there's always a great podcast for you to listen to at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Also up at WIBA.com in the podcast section. Don't forget as well, you can learn more about Klaas Financial. Mention their website, klaasfinancial.com, or pick up the phone and give them a call. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You also want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Red Robin. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. Beginning in 2020, at what age must you begin taking RMDs? Is it 62 or is it age 72? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Red Robin. And again, don't forget that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. It is complimentary. Their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, always fantastic hanging out with you guys. You have a great week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Nicole Hemkes comes your way next, right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Securities America, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaas Financial Asset Advisors and Securities America are separate companies. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.